W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
DXQ testing on the 38 Burton. 88 DXQ clear. 88 DXQ testing on Fenton. 88 DXQ clear.
'Trading the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KD8DXQ via Echo Link.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Bravo 8, Romeo with Scandia standing by.
W8YRC mobile.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KD8IWS Mobile.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
This is W8FQ testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Thank you.
WD8PKL. Over here by Saginaw. Bob here. You're getting through the repeater perfectly.
Yeah, thank you. I'm at the repeater site, so I am literally touching the repeater right now. And so I was just trying to see if everything was working. We did some work on the GPS units for this thing and making sure everything's copacetic. I do appreciate the check, though. Let me know it's all working.
Yeah, I believe he's on the 3-1, Don. Are you making the links working perfectly? KCADLQ.
Okay, real good, and I think I hear Paul on there as well. Yeah, Paul, yeah, we're working on the Mount Clemens right now. We just, I finally got the GPS puck for the RTCM outside because I kept losing master clock. It was weird. Every morning around 7 a.m. for about half an hour, I would drop and lose master clock. I'd lose my GPS. Now, it was in a northern exposure window, so I think the sun coming up had something to do with it, you know, or something. I don't know, weird. But we just got it outside, and plus I got the Mount Clemens GMRS machine back online. Big whoop, right?
Good deal. I'm just portable here on the front porch, repairing the squirrel damage from over the winter, getting that all taken care of. I was just taking a little bit of a break. Them buggers, they do some serious damage.
Okay, I'll let you get back to it then. I appreciate the check, and I'm going to get to other things. We got two or three machines we're working on right now. Take care. W8FU.
Talk to you later, Sean, and have a good afternoon. I'll be monitoring this and CMN2. KCADLQ.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.
That's all right. Did you say you were able to have a good conversation, or you just got the lips of them?
No, I just listened in a couple of kilos there on the DART repeater today. I didn't try to check in anywhere. I thought, hey, you know what? I'm just going to listen and just kind of kick back and relax today. It was just nice. The morning was peaceful here and not a lot of traffic or people out. It was beautiful weather just to sit outside. And definitely a rewarding time.
Good. Sounds like a good day today. Did you get my email about the upcoming meeting?
Yes, I did. There's definitely change in plans there. And, I got the Windlink session, training session. I think that'll be favorable for the group at that specific time. Glad Riley is going to be able to come down and help out in that way.
Yeah, for sure. I'm excited about it. A lot of the guys have been asking about it, so it'll be a good class. And definitely works out with the meetings and stuff. So bumping it a week, it'll be good.
Well, sometimes you gotta be flexible in that regard. You can always have a net this week, like getting heated in the email, and like I say, I think this is something that's needed. I think the Windlink is the wave of some things right now, and definitely in using it, obviously, when you do that, that sounds like, and like I say, I think it's the way to the future there.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. It's good to learn, and with the sets and different things with the state, that's kind of the way the preferred way to turn forms in, and so to have it, it's nice to know.
Absolutely, and I'm sure it's, I don't have a lot of experience with it, but I'm sure it's an upgrade to tactics from the past. And again, just being able to use it, I know the state would indicate there in the digital mode there that they were sending every half hour or so updates, and let's say it's to be able to submit a report in to them, and that's part of the everyday process. The airwaves are tied up, you don't have that available. You've got the electronic means to be able to do it.
Definitely for sure. So it's good. It's exciting. It's going to be a good class. Looking forward to it. And for sure, hopefully we'll get a lot of sign-ups for it. But I know there's quite a few of you that have asked about it or have asked when we're going to do it. So it's going to be good.
Yes, I agree. And again, that's one of many types of training sessions that can take place. I think that's a high priority right now because again, the other surrounding counties use it quite a bit, and so that will make it to where it's super compatible and knowledgeable with them. definitely. It, like I said, it's nice to know. It's good to have, good tool to have, and the way to get forms in and communicate. So it'll be good.
Do we have any more check-ins before we get to Bill?
We'll work on something else once we get that down pat. Yes, I agree on that. I agree. And plus, with your circumstances this week, you weren't going to be able to attend. Now how it works out, you'll be able to attend that training session. Yeah, it works out nicely. It does. So it'll be good. It'll be good. Good to have, so I'm excited about it. Absolutely. I'll be interested to see, you'll be able to communicate, throughout the state here, and I'm sure, and be able to try out maybe some meetings, we might train on that. We might that might be the next training activity. There is send out a Winlink message or send out some type of Winlink forum or something. That way, kind of get some practice on it, get to know it, and understand what we're doing with it. So. Yes, there you go. There you go. Just practice. See how it works. See how it's practice as a group. Again, these are the times to do it. During the down times, might as well. And Mike eased up on it as well. So that's all a good thing as well. I thought about too, seeing if maybe we could do a Morse code or something like that type of training class. I know that might take up a little bit more time, but we'll see about it. I'm kicking more ideas around, so we'll see. Yeah, there again, and there's another mode, and again, I'm sure there's a lot of guys that have done that. I got in under the no code there years ago, there, the tech light, but you can always learn, and you can always, others that have done it, I'm sure can pick up a key and just have at it there, and again, there's another means it's a good source of communication there too. I mean, definitely don't want it to become a lost art. It's an art that's fading, but I think that it's important to know and important to have and. Get it before it's gone, Yes, exactly. I think that's something that kind of scared me off years ago. Mr. Hart got me Morse code key and something the buzzer there that we hooked up, and it's kind of neat there. Practiced it a little bit, and like I say, I just got so busy with other things. Didn't apply myself probably the way I should have. I should have picked up on it and learned it. It's a lot easier as a younger person to do it. Somebody that's mind can start to wear and tear there a little bit. The 15 years don't work very good anymore. do it. I have been working on it, picked up on a lot of the letters and the transcript there, sent the message. It's just receiving that I'm struggling with. But, like I say, if you have the time, pick it back up. It's not going to put a lot of pressure upon myself to do it. If I can, great. If not, enjoy this this form of communication, and maybe that's what we're up to run with it.
Yeah, and that's just, there's no pressure in it, you know, there's no rush to get it down, and I've been studying for my general license, trying to get that all down pat, because I'm going to upgrade here the vertical sit car, that's funny. I'm going to try to upgrade if I can, and get my general up.
Yeah, that would be a good thing. Again, I think in where you're at right now, that would probably be a good upgrade for you, and something to look forward to the future. And I know that Mike could get the board, he probably would upgrade as well. But gives you more privileges, and again, with responsibilities. Let's say, some of these guys, set up at the park, day and those kinds of things, and make a lot of contacts there out there. So again, we can voice CW and all those different modes of communication all over there.
Yeah, it seems like it's a lot of fun, and it'll open up in a whole new set of frequencies. Different things, so it'll be good. Good upgrade.
Yeah, there you go on that one. So, yeah, like I say, I'm thinking about it, and if something else that comes up, I'm going to be able to sit down and do it. And study it and then put it down, and weeks later, got something else going, try to pick it back up again. I want to be able to consistently do that, like I did years ago when I was studying for the tech. I was able to get on there once a day and work with that. And it just seems like there's always other things going on. But do what we can do and take it from there.
Right, exactly. You've got to go with with what time you've got, and different things. So take a little bit of time here and there, and upgrade when we can. But it's good. It's good stuff to have. I've enjoyed ham radio. It's been a lot of fun, the whole hobby itself is a lot of fun.
Yes, I concur with you on that one. I agree with you. It is a lot of fun to work with. Even if you don't have the equipment yet, the need might be there. You might need to even get on HF and for some reason be able to escape, just for the fun of it. But, you'll have it, and who knows? You might build out that shack a little bit more.
Okay, Wayne. The goal is to get another radio. This time, get an HF rig. Once I get my general, that's my reward to myself. So.
NHWCB, yeah, Yes, absolutely. I don't blame Kiss Care. If you're able to get it, hey, why not? You know, let's take it. If you're able to buy new, that's great. You know, there's a lot of ham radio swaps coming, dates coming up here soon, and you know, there's a lot of opportunity for swaps and buying new equipment and stuff that's out there. Other hands
out there too. Yeah, for sure. I know the two door magnets have been pretty cool because I made some contacts that way. I was heading into church the one day and a guy stopped me. He's like, "You're in ham radio." He's like, "What frequency do you transmit on?" And I told him, you know, it's tech right now. I'm working on my general and. You know, I told him a little bit about ARPSC, and he's like, "I'm gonna have to look you guys up."
NAWCB, yeah, definitely. That's a good, like I say, it's a good conversation starter, and you know, people ask questions about that. You know, whether you got a roof antenna, you know, an antenna on the roof of your car, or the magnet mounts there, again, it's a good good advertisement for ARPSC and actually ham radio in general. So, yeah, absolutely. I think that's great. And, you know, if somebody gets hurt, you know, that's even better. Hopefully they're ham or hopefully they'll be interested in it.
Yeah, definitely. He was a ham. I missed his call sign because I was just kind of thrown back that he came up and talked to me and surprised me on that. Maybe get his call sign here the next time I see him and you know, get some more time to sit down and talk with him. So, but it's been good. It's been good. We've had a lot of good contacts. A lot of good you know. People, you know, stop and ask, "Hey, what, you know, what's ARPSC?" And so it's good to advertisement, but you know, it's also good for the hobby as well.
I agree on that one, and of course, if you know his name too, you can always look him up on QRZ also, and I'm sure you know, get some information there, get his call sign that way. Some of the guys, they put down a little bit of information about themselves or what equipment they have or, you know, just there's really some interesting accounts on some of these guys I look up on QRZ. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, for sure. So I'll have to look him up and see what his call sign is, but go from there. So, well, Dad, I am home, so I'm going to head in here and relax and enjoy the beautiful weather, but I appreciate the QSO on the way north and good conversation, and looking forward to talking tomorrow. Hopefully guys get out and spend some time outside, enjoy the weather, and enjoy dinner tonight.
Yes, indeed. We'll have to see how things go here tonight. Bob continues to be on the mend. A little bit of coughing here and there, but a little weak, but he's picking up there. Yeah, good talking to you tonight. Thanks for the ride along, and we'll have to do this again. Definitely enjoy your evening. Beautiful outside. Family, hello. Wish Leo happy Mother's Day tomorrow as well. Let's say the talking team. 73 is an 88 to be with the family. This is November 8 Whiskey Charlie Bravo, and we will be clear at good point.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi, and we'll give her a call here tomorrow and wish her happy Mother's Day.
You guys enjoy your evening, and we'll talk here soon. This is me, Flying View, and I'm clear of the channel.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
KB80OE.
With C8 Foxtrot Romeo Radio 6.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.